Hey, what's up? It's Ryder and Lisa. So we had a concert announcement today on the show. You'll hear the contest that came with it for Headley tickets. We called it Give 'em Headley, where a girl had to line up a booty call with her significant other.
I got a text message from one of my girlfriends saying, wow, you two are really pushing it with the name of that contest, hey?
I didn't even think of that. I was just thinking Give the Headley tickets.
Ryder Reloaded. Hot 107.
You're pretty fired up today.
I wish you cared more. I know that you were happy for me, but I just want to talk about it so much.
So you've taken up an adult hobby, very similar to me a couple years ago when I got back into recreation hockey. And you were far less subtle about your lack of interest in rec hockey. You would be screaming, I don't care, and giving me the middle finger when I try to talk about it. Or it's like throwing coffee at me and saying that if I talked about it again, you would burn me. So yeah, no, you're right. I don't care that you've joined adult
musical theater.
I'm happy that you found something that you're inspired by. That's okay. Good for everybody to find something like that.
It's the same company that I worked for 11 years ago for 8 years. I started when I was 9.
You worked for them?
Well, not worked, but I would... Well, it is work. It's a lot of hard work.
But like
you don't get paid.
You paid to be there.
I paid to go to it.
Worst job ever.
Same director, same choreographer that I had 11 years ago. This is going to be the best.
Hopefully they don't think you're capable of things that you were capable of at 16.
That's what I'm scared of.
Like, hey, Lisa, can you do a high kick?
Can you do the splits in the air like you used to? No. Can't even touch my toes anymore. Can't hit any high notes.
So just a heads up, because of that, because you're saying that you can't do all of these things, no, I won't buy tickets to your year-end recital.
It's Complaint Corner on Ryder in the Morning.
Jason and Rebecca from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, are getting married on November 25th. And they really want to have their dream wedding.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. They don't have the money to pay for their dream wedding.
Oh, so they have to wait.
They're asking people to sponsor them on GoFundMe to pay for their dream wedding. I'm seeing this more and more now. Like, GoFundMe has become a place where there are some really good financial initiatives where people really need help launching something that could change the landscape of healthcare, helping out a sick family member, things like that. But now there's these turds that are like, no, just give us your money so we can have a special day. I would rather buy $1,000 of bagged ice, put it on the ground on a hot day, and watch it melt. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yikes.
Anyway, that's my complaint corner. If you're thinking about having a wedding and you don't have the money to do it, just go and get a justice of the peace and get married in a nice park with some important people around. That's all that matters.
That's all that should matter.
Don't ask strangers for money.
My turn. Oh, you've never seen snow before? We live in Alberta. It's almost October. Of course there's a little bit of snow. Calm down. It's going to be 17 degrees next week. It's going to melt. Oh, I better get my winter tires. Calm your tits.
Sing for a Ring is the name of the song. Marion are the name of the contest. Marion is the name of our contestant. What's up, girl?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
So we're going to play you a little Galway Girl from Ed Sheeran, okay?
What's it called?
It's called Galway Girl.
You'll recognize it once you start hearing it.
I'm not letting you Google. Let's get right to it. You got to keep singing when the music cuts off. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an
Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just want to dance. My pretty little Galway Girl.
You're darn skippy it was. You've got a $50 gift cert to Amore Jewelers, and you're qualified to win a $500 shopping spree.
Oh, that's exciting.
Congratulations. Ooh, cool. We did this segment last week, but after the amount of complaining we saw on social media yesterday about a little bit of snow, we decided that we needed to do it again for the good of the public.
Mm-hmm.
Good things about this time of year.
Fall-colored nails.
Tell me about it.
So nice.
the orange toenails that my daughter painted like a month ago are actually looking so good now.
Oh, yeah. You paint your fingers and the nail polish comes off in a week. You paint your toenails, it's there for 16 years.
They should make hand socks.
Good one.
The feeling that you get when the heater on your car has to be on, but you're still in flip-flops, the tingle that your bare feet get, I'm putting it on the list.
It is a good moment when you're in your freezing car, but you know that warm breeze is coming. Slowly, just totally. Gotta warm up a bit. Big scarves. Scarves are cool.
When I'm sweating, I can go outside and cool down.
Okay, I was gonna say hangovers in the crisp air.
Oh, yeah.
When you're hungover, all you need is cold, cold, cold.
Even getting to your car to go and get that Timmy's or whatever you're up to. That breath, a few breaths of fresh air.
You feel a little bit better.
Banging. Holding a steaming cup of coffee with both hands.
The happiest people in the world.
And watching it steam, it just doesn't work in summer. So it works now.
Nobody holds their coffee with two hands and isn't chipper.
Exactly. There's no need to when it's hot out. You don't need to warm your hands up.
Big sweaters, except for... like when you think it's going to hang off of you and then it barely covers the circumference of your body.
It just fits this year?
It just fits. Well, because of all the pumpkin pie, which is also a positive about this time of year.
And finally, my last one, when you have a sexual encounter with a woman, the undressing part, which is always fun, takes way longer.
So many layers.
Yeah, and now the neck warmer.
Girl, take off that toque.
Come on, girl. That full body long underwear suit you have under there needs to come off, too. Unless we just use the flap. Some very solid words of wisdom today from @thatcarlygirl on Twitter. If home ownership has taught me anything, it's that everything costs $5,000. Some big news. Remember about a month ago I was telling you about they found a helium reserve overseas?
Which is great news because helium is used for MRI machines. They're used for a lot of scientific things and they're necessary. And we were worried that we were running out.
The world looked like it was running out for sure. And So the fact that they were used for like balloons for kids' parties was a little bit ridiculous when they were needed for such... important things.
Correct.
So the fact that they found this reserve, now they're saying like generations of helium has been found. And I was just reading that it's even more than they originally thought. So like we don't have to worry about conserving helium.
And also anymore. We can be okay with using more helium than usual because Vancouver just started banning balloons.
Balloons. So we're going to have a helium party.
How'd you do that?
I got it. Mine's ready to go.
What do I do? Just stick a tooth in it?
No, I told you. Just there. You're fine. Did you get it?
Mm-mm.
Use your sharp teeth.
Ow!
I've watched you crack beers before with your teeth. Okay, why are you chewing it like it's a raw steak?
I can't get it.
Use your sharp teeth.
I'm sweating. Rick.
This is really entertaining radio. Get it.
I can't.
Are you serious? You know, use your sharp...
I can't. My mouth is too small.
Do you know what your sharp teeth are?
Yes, I know what a sharp tooth is.
Well, then let's go.
I'm trying.
Holy moly. Okay.
I can't get it,
well,
man.
Well, you don't get to play the game then.
No,
I get to celebrate
the
helium party all by myself.
I can't freaking get it.
Maybe if I gave you instructions with helium, it would help you.
Can you figure it out already or what? Just pull it apart.
I'm trying.
And then bite the middle part.
Ow. I cracked a tooth. I cracked my tooth. Look.
You didn't crack a tooth. Here, you're a big fan of Maroon 5. I think he sings too high-pitched, so I'll sing you some Maroon 5 to cheer you up for the helium party.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I got
say,
it!
Say, hey, the baby.
I got it!
Hey, no, baby.
I got it!
Say, hey, the baby.
Say, baby. I mean, love me in that, love me in that, love me in that.
You're just, I think you're just, okay, let's see if this actually works for you. Don't do too much.
I mean, love me in that, love me in that, love me in that.
Are you just talking like that?
No.
It's actually working for you? No more for you. You can asphyxiate yourself if you do too much helium.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
You gotta mix in oxygen.
Great, now I gotta Google if I'm dying.
WebMD says you are.
Headley in town, March 22nd. Did we find out when those tickets are on sale? We promised we would find out. Check the email.
Why don't you check the email?
Because I'm busy with all the buttons over here.
I'm busy too.
What are you doing? Looking at puppy videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones today.
Anyway, this is the contest. You have to call your SIGO, significant other, and line up a little lunchtime fun. If you're able to do that, you win the Headley tickets.
Tickets go on sale Friday, September 29th.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Babe?
Yeah?
Are you at work right now?
Yep.
Okay, I have this crazy idea. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
What time is your lunch?
Like around 12.
Okay, I think I'll get off work by then. You want to meet me at home and, you know, quickly at lunch?
What?
Do you want to get it on quickly at lunch? And then you can go back to work after?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yay! Yay! He said yes!
No.
Hey, Alex, what's up, man?
Alex, it's Ryder and Lisa from Hot 107. Oh, he hung up.
Oh, he did?
Oh, no! He's so embarrassed.
Whatever, you still won the tickets.
Oh, yay!
Why not let Lisa throw us some stats? She did get her grade 9 math and all.
4 in 10 adults still sleep with a teddy bear. Are you one of them?
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
See, I find it fairly uncomfortable when you're, like, getting to know somebody. And you're like, oh, nice, sweet Care Bear. Can I see your ID? Oh, you are 26.
The Logic's phone number from his new track with Alessia Cara is now the highest charting phone number in history. 1-800-273-8255. Suicide prevention phone number.
Nice. That's, you know what? How's that for taking a phone number that you want everybody to remember and see? Mm-hmm. What a great way to get it out there.
What was the previous highest number? 473-7373.
That's the Pizza 73 phone number. I don't think that ever charted. No, 587-5309.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got one more stat for you. It is 100% accurate that every single male that a female texts, say the woman is asking him two questions in that text message,
mm-hmm.
100% of the time, the man will only answer one of the questions. You're like that. Why are you like that? And when will it stop?
No. All right, after the show today, I've got big plans. Fairly excited about this.
How many years in a row have you been doing this now? 5?
I think this will be 6.
Nice. Good for you.
6th year in a row working with the YWCA. Walk a mile in her shoes. It's not a full mile, I don't think, though.
No, but that's okay.
It's about a kilometer.
I don't know if you would last a mile. Actually, maybe you would. I've seen you walk in heels now that you're a vet.
I've done the short shorts before.
Mm-hmm.
I did the kilt 1 year.
Yeah.
This year, I'm up in my game.
What do you got?
Well, it's cold, and it's this time of year. Most of the ladies that I see out and about are wearing big sweaters, but still with the tight pants. So I got some black long johns, and then the hiked up socks that will match my heels. And then I'm going to carry a Starbucks. I'm going to be all kinds of basic.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It's for a good cause, so I can't even judge you.
So that's what's shaking down downtown. You can follow along on Facebook and Twitter and all that. We'll be all over it. You're going to work out again?
Yes, I am.
You're killing it.
Thank you.
I can tell because your head looks bigger.
What?
Well, you've been really crushing it. I bet you're down a significant amount of weight, like 10, 15 pounds probably over the last month.
Correct.
Good for you.
Thanks.
But yeah, your head looks bigger. That's how I can tell.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9.
Only on Hot 107.
Bye!
Oh, don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment or a complaint.
No, don't complain.
Yeah, it's fine, because it helps boost us up, and then more people will listen.
Okay.
Bye.